Markey used much of the hour-long debate to highlight his longstanding support for progressive causes, repeatedly mentioning his co-sponsorship of the Green New Deal and pointing to his authorship of legislation to fund gun violence research and to protect the environment by doubling the fuel economy standards.
I've been leading and delivering fossil fuel industry. I beat them. The gun lobby, I beat them just in December. Beat them. The law is on the books.
While agreeing broadly with Markey on many issues, including the Green New Deal and moving toward a single-payer health care system, Kennedy argued he would be the better one to represent Massachusetts in the Senate.
This is not about filing the right bill and voting the right way. We have to do everything you can to restore power to a Democratic Party across the entire country, flip the House, flip the Senate, flip the presidency, and restore the courts. And that, I think, is a type of leadership that I can bring to the seat, and I think that's what Massachusetts deserves.
Markey, who is 73, has served in Washington for decades, first in the House and since 2013 in the Senate. Kennedy, who's 39, is a four-term representative from the state's 4th congressional district and a member of one of the country's most storied political dynasties. This was their first debate since Kennedy announced last September that he would try to unseat Markey. It was broadcast from the studios of WGBH in Boston and heard live here on WAMC. Money in politics was a topic during the debate. Kennedy was questioned about his investments worth a reported $2 million in fossil fuel companies.
There is not a single vote that anybody can point to that shows that investment holdings that have been long held have influenced my vote once. You look at my record of taking on fossil fuel companies, it is as strong as anyone's in Congress. And the idea that those holdings have influenced my vote at all, you can't find it.
Markey was on the defensive over his refusal to sign a so-called People's Pledge to discourage outside groups from buying ads to try to influence voters. He's proposed a watered-down plan that would allow some third-party participation.
I've introduced a progressive People's Pledge for 2020 so that we deal with the era of Donald Trump. Yeah, we should have a pledge that keeps out dark money, that keeps out negative voices, but we should welcome positive voices.
What's the matter with that, Congressman?
That is an exception that swallows the rule. Look, what we have asked is, it was good enough for Senator Markey back in 2013. It was good enough in 2014 when he championed it, when Massachusetts set the standard for keeping dark money out. It's the same pledge now.
At the start of the year, Markey had about $4.5 million in his campaign account. Kennedy had $5.5 million. Both Markey and Kennedy decried President Donald Trump's immigration policies. Markey said Democrats should file lawsuits to challenge Trump.
We have to take them to court. We have to stop them in court. We have to introduce legislation so that we debate it on the floor of the House and Senate, try to move it as far as we can, as fast as we can, to let him know that he's accountable.
Kennedy, who recounted how he spent Father's Day on the U.S.-Mexico border to witness how Trump policies are playing out, said negotiations with Republicans about immigration have been to no avail.
You cannot negotiate with a ghost. You cannot. You are anticipating that the president says, this is the deal, take it or leave it. Every time we engage in those conversations, he changes his mind. Every time.
Two votes by Markey on foreign policy drew criticism from Kennedy, a vote on the House floor in 2002 to authorize the use of military force in Iraq, and a 2013 committee vote as a senator on the use of military force in Syria. On the latter, Markey voted present. He was one of just 81 House Democrats to support the Iraq War resolution.
George Bush lied. Donald Rumsfeld lied, Dick Cheney lied to the American people about the presence of nuclear weapons in Iraq. It was a false pretense to start a war. I'm still angry about that lie to the American people. I regret that vote. It was a mistake.
The lesson of Iraq, one of many, is that you do not go into another Middle Eastern country without knowing how you get out. And when confronted with that question, roughly 10 years after that vote, the senator voted present. Not no, not yes, on a matter of war and peace, but present. And I think that record speaks for itself.
Markey touted endorsements from several anti-war groups. The candidates have agreed to participate in two more broadcast debates before the September 1st primary. The next one is on March 18th in Springfield. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.